Welcome to the Bare Naked ABCs, where we discuss every Bare Naked Lady song from the last two albums in opposite order. We are going to cover a whole bunch of songs, but we've gotten through most of that album now. We've gotten through the whole order of the old stuff, and looking out the... Do you see what I see out the window right now?
I think so. It's off in the distance.
I mean, it started off as a red dot, but it's very odd. There's a guy in front on this golf cart.
Uh-oh.
Stop what you're doing.
Please stop. I mean...
stop what you're doing. This is, hey, what are you doing in our neck of the woods, eh?
We don't want any trouble.
What are you doing with these microphones? I'm Irish now.
We're Irish Canadians.
We're Irish Canadians.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Wow.
Canada's all inclusive.
Got dived by an eagle.
Multicultural program they had.
That's right. What are you doing here in our neck of the woods, say?
Your neck of the woods? This is Maine.
Not where I'm standing, eh?
Oh, well, I mean, we are close to the border. Like, you are kind of in Canada right now, but. You know, the green Mountie outfit isn't quite working.
My mom made it for me. What are you talking about? What are you doing out here?
I mean, it's almost Irish. It's almost Paddy's Day, but I mean, it's just green.
Mike,
green.
I think these that have been making us listen to the Bare Naked Ladies the whole time. I'm a pirate now.
Bare Naked.
That's right. It's me, the Irish Mountie, and this is my pirate Mountie,
Captain Moose Knuckle. They call us.
That's right.
Oh no!
I'm a pirate now too.
And see, I was really worried I was about to get arrested again for sneaking and spying on Kevin, but I don't know if these guys are legit.
Voyeurism is against the law. So step away from your podcast.
No. What if I give you a mouse then? Will you calm down?
No, well, I'll take one anyway, but... I'm very parched. It sounds lovely.
I feel like we've been chasing them so long. It's been at least 1 week.
At least since... since you looked at me.
Been driving through all this weather, I feel like a pollywog in a bog.
That's right. Deep down, him and I are lovers.
It's snack time.
Oh, lovers in a dangerous time, eh?
But we broke up a while ago.
Like we said, Canada's bounty force is very multicultural and very inclusive.
That's right. But anyway, we have no choice but to do your podcast for you for reasons unknown.
Well, it sounds legitimate to me.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it's a Bare Naked Ladies podcast. It could have been anything else. Anything. Anything else. God.
Why?
Wait, there's a bear. No. You better run away.
That's okay. That's just my cousin.
No, it's a real bear.
Oh, no, the bear is getting closer. Oh no, it's the terrifying gurgle bear.
Is the bear motorboating somebody?
Oh no, run for the hills. Run, scatter people, get out of here.
Podcast. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Peachy Keno.
Peachy Keno. That's right.
So, if anyone can really tell me where that's from, what video game I played where I could bet on Keno, it was a spy game.
A spy game?
I feel like it was a spy game.
This is going to go way too long.
I want people to know.
You know what? Do the work for us.
Tell me what it is.
Hey, subscribe to our Facebook and then tell us what Peachy Keno, well, no, the game Keno that Jeremy's thinking about playing in a video game.
It was in a game that's not a gambling game. No, it was.
Oh, is it coming to you?
It was a, so you had to make enough money playing. Is Casino? No, Casino Royale is too early, new of a movie. It was a James Bond game. It had to have been a James Bond game.
It was 007, GoldenEye.
Do you do that in GoldenEye?
I don't know. I remember playing Keno.
I don't fucking remember.
Was it Duke Nukem?
Definitely not Duke Nukem.
Okay.
No. We are Magician.
Oh, the episode's ending? Well, we're stealing the Bare Naked ABCs. Jeremy, a podcast that's been going on for the last 6 years, going over each and every Bare Naked Ladies song, one at a time.
That's what they
alphabetically.
Do. That's what they do, but yes. In the wrong way, right?
Well, no.
They start with Z?
They start at A. We started at A. Now, the Bare Naked Ladies is currently putting out new music, so sometimes they have to bounce around depending on the names of the songs from the new albums. So obviously, if they've already made it through the A's and then the Bare Naked Ladies comes out,
then they have to start over again.
Then they have to feed it in there somewhere. You know.
They start the whole alphabet over.
Right,
again.
We gotta start from the beginning. They fucked up. They fucked us up. So we gotta start it one more again. They are over 300 episodes deep, Jeremy.
Wow.
Over 300. I was like, when I first came across this podcast and the research associated with stealing it, Jeremy, the only song that I knew is, you know, One Week, the one song that everyone knows.
Yeah, it's Man.
It's the only song that anybody in America. excluding Maine.
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you a house.
I'd buy you lots of nice things.
But not a real house, that's cruel. I'd open a Roth IRA.
And so as I'm going through the fact that the Bare Naked Ladies, Jeremy, that's not the only music they made.
No, they did. Nope.
It actually, in fact, they've made many albums.
Yes.
Many of them. They're trying desperately to stay relevant, it seems. Trying their best. It's almost like they do this for a living, making music. So the first thing that I took a look at was their actual discography. Bare Naked Ladies and I were born in the same exact year, 1988.
Okay.
That year was forged a Mike Riley and a band called the Bare Naked Ladies.
It's when all the members were born or when the members came together?
Right, to form a band. Right.
Year of the Dragon, 1988, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my year with the dragon. Who's got the juiciest beehole in town?
The dragon dish.
Big and slimy egg, can I have a little bite, please? Oh, sick animation. But anyway, Jeremy, their discography starts in 1988 with Buck Naked, and then Bare Naked Lunch, and then Bare Naked Recess, and then Bare Naked Ladies, the Yellow Tape. And this is a variety of recordings. And then Bare Naked Ladies, 1992. Also in 1992. Oh, wait, no. Bare Naked Ladies in 1992 was the UK release of the Yellow Tape, putting it on CD and vinyl.
That's all very confusing.
And then 1992 is Gordon. Then 94. Then 96. Then 98. Then 2000. 2003. 2006. 2007. 2010. 13. 15. 17. 21. 23. I mean, the longest that they've gone without making an album was like 4 years, and that was even like a November release up against another release, you know, an end of the year, you know, 2017 going into 2021. So they're not...
They work hard.
They work hard. I mean, they're really putting their heart and soul into making stuff for people, and we love it when people make things.
A squid-a-doo-doo, humba hoop gee.
Jeremy, you also found out that they made a children's album.
Snack Time.
Snack Time.
I thought that was pretty good.
And it's funny because that's not even in their like studio releases, Jeremy. That's in their extra shit. They have Snack Time, As You Like It, Bare Naked for the Holidays. These are additional albums that they've made in between those releases that I fucking said earlier in those years. Then they have compilation albums. They have the Greatest Hits album, 2001, 2006, 2007, 2012, and 2019, which is a series of, you know, they have the Greatest Hits, hits from yesterday and the day before that, and then Stop Us If You Haven't Heard This One Before. They know they're getting annoying. Then studio live albums, Jeremy. And then live albums, 1996, 2004, 2006, 2007,
yeah,
2016.
Got like 50 plus albums.
Jeremy, it's never ending. They just continue to continue, right? All right, Jeremy, going over their hits, the numbers of being on the Canadian, UK, I think that's NZ. Is that Nazi?
Yes.
So you have Canada, Australia, Nazi, UK, US. And various markets of charts, right? So in the 90s, going into the early 2000s, they got numbers all over the board, all over the world, getting in that top 100, right? So there's only one time that they're number one. Nope, there's two times. One, they had a song named Jane on the Maybe You Should Drive album that hit number one in Canada. The country that they were, you know, made in. You know, they're a Canadian band.
What's that? What's that sound like?
Jane?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So basically, we just paused. Basically, what it is, it's a rom-com song.
Rom-com
like,
song.
Yeah, he's like riding. It's one of those scenes in a movie where he's riding his bike and like he hits his face on a branch. He's like, oh, and the girl looks. They look at each other and they laugh.
Oh, it's like when Marty McFly's dad falls out of the tree after looking at his future mom undressing, and then he lands in the street, and then she comes out and helps. Like she's like the way that the story originally went is she comes out to help him, and he's like, I was bird watching.
Yes,
right. So he was voyeurizing, and then runs into a tree and meets Jane.
Yeah, but that kind of went. That was like a two-way street. Right, because he was peeping on her, but if you remember,
wrong way down a one-way street.
shout out, Lemmy. he was peeping Tom. People get that confused. They're like, "Oh, his dad was a creep." Mm-hmm. Maybe that's creepy behavior, but when
that's feminism.
Yeah, but when injured Marty McFly is laying in the bed, she takes his pants off.
She is
rubbing on him, trying to touch his dick at dinner.
Right.
She was doing that to McFly originally.
Yeah.
She was doing that to the dad after he was peeping.
Right.
So she was trying to get it too.
Oh,
she was being a creep.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah. The right way. Down a two-way street. That's how you should live your life.
That's right. Yeah. I agree.
Look both ways.
That's prop. You know what, Jeremy? Statistically, that's a Bare Naked Ladies song.
Probably. We probably have a song about it.
So then we get from that number one hit in Canada. They were all that song was what is the difference between these two? Oh, it depends on like releases. So they're number three on one Canada release, number one on another Canadian release, zero, nothing that year anywhere else. So they're really building their number ones in Canada when they start in the early 90s. And then, Jeremy, they have 1996, The Old Apartment hits number 88 in US. they're on the radar. The Bare Naked Ladies enter into America. At number 88, number 32 and 14 for Canada. Then 97, America's starting to eat up the Bare Naked Ladies, Jeremy. They're number 73, 68, 23, 37 in the various markets. Now entering into the UK as well. Then.
With what hits? Like
that's Brian Wilson is the name of the song where they start entering into the UK. It's funny because that year, that song didn't reach any charts in Canada.
So they were done. Canada was done with them. Fuck the Bare Naked Ladies, eh?
So America gets a taste. UK gets a taste. Then 1 week hits. Yeah, it's been. And then skyrocketed. I mean, just fucking launched this band.
Oh, yeah. It was in movies. They had it all over the place.
This is the last time they would ever have a number one hit ever.
Yes.
Ever. Any market, period.
I could have told you that.
So they're number one, not in Canada. They're number one in United States. Canada, they came in number three and number five in the various Canadian markets. Number one across the board in fucking America. Came in number five in UK. But we started to eat that shit up. We started putting it in all the best American movies.
That's what it was. You know? It was just in the zeitgeist.
You listen, we're in Canada filming for our California scenes, right? Because it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. So they're in Ontario filming, California scenes using Canadian music to emulate American life.
Yes.
Yes.
Very Hollywood.
So that's 1998. They also had a second hit from during that same year off of the same album. That album continues to get hits in... it's all been done as a song that hits number one off that same album, same year, in Canada, but not 1 week. And then the rest of the songs, 81, 17 in one American market, 6 and 10 in Canada. And then, Jeremy, the list just drops. I mean...
Yeah, well, yeah. We all know this.
We gave them a few hits, in the late night, like the number 17, 28. Pinch Me is a song in 2000 that hit number two in two U.S. markets, right? But not number one. And then, Jeremy, it just starts falling and falling until the point where it gets to be, non-existent. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing across the board. So here, right here, I'm showing Jeremy the...
I could have, so Mike, here, if you would have told me what kind of chart you wanted me to draw with my eyes closed in regards to the Bare Naked Ladies,
it would have been a bell curve.
I would have exactly, I could have done this whole thing.
Up and down.
I went shit.
Okay, so basically the Bare Naked Ladies compared to chart toppers was edging until finally completion.
No, they didn't edge at all. They
edged in Canada heavily.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Nope. Look, this is the edging, Jeremy. Look at the graph. So edging. Ah!
No, they just got started and then blasted off and then they were done.
Oh, so it was just a quick...
Yeah.
It was a quickie. This took like 20 years.
Overall. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but the conclusion has been...
I still think it classifies as edging.
No, edging would be like... If they made it really big in Canada for a long time, was super underground. They didn't. They came to America and exploded pretty quick when it comes to years of music.
From 88, Jeremy, mm-hmm. 1988, they're starting to make and get numbers on the Canadian charts.
Yes.
It's not until 10 years later,
uh-huh.
a decade.
Yes.
And then nothing. Mm-hmm. You don't think that's edging?
No.
I disagree.
No, edging is getting close to climax and then going back down and then getting close to climax again and then going back down.
Okay.
And then getting, they just jacked off. They just they went, oh.
All right. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. So Green Day is edging.
Yes. Green Day has been edging.
Edging since.
That's how they were like, oh my God, we're almost the most famous band in the world. Let me ruin everything and start from scratch.
Okay. So how about Blink 182? Have they just been constantly climaxing since their inception?
No.
It's just one giant orgasm.
I think they've had their little peak. I think, yeah. I think they're staying right at about to blow. Like.
Well, they blew it with their last one because they got Tom back. But even still, even their early ones, even the albums that they did, this is not a Blink 182 podcast. We have to stop. I would rather it be a Blink 182 podcast. Right. Then I can talk about it.
Do we need to keep going over their stats?
No, we don't. No, we can actually move on. So their newest album came out last year in 2023.
Yes, I heard.
Predominantly, I'd like to cover the lyrics in one specific song because as on par with the podcast, they shoot the shit. They talk about a bunch of stuff, but then they cover really dig into one song, and they not only do they dig, but they produce this is the bass line. By itself for the song that we're covering, and then kind of break down the bass line. I don't have any of that shit.
No.
I don't even know how they do it, in all honesty.
Mike, let's not do that part.
Right. I want to cover the lyrics heavily, but the music, they're very talented musicians. You can't say they're not talented musicians, But the music, in my opinion, after listening to so much Bare Naked Ladies, it's like, what are you? what are you? That's what I continue to yell at my phone as it's blaring Bare Naked Ladies at me.
Where's the freestyle rap?
Right? That we never hear again. Why Bare Naked Ladies, Jeremy? You may ask yourself. That's one of the things I wanted to know. I was just curious. I was like, what a weird band name. I find it bold. Why are you calling yourselves this? You know, why the Bare Naked Ladies? It really comes down to, you got this guy, Ed Robertson. He's in the band, and he's got his good friend, Steven Page. And then they have, they got some other people, Jim Cregan and Tyler Stewart, right? And I don't remember when the drummer comes in. I thought it was weird because they were like, we're a band. And then at this year, after they've already been making music, they get a drummer in. And I was like, wait, were you making music without a drummer?
Now they're making real music.
Now they're making real music with percussions. So they, when asked in a 2002 documentary, The Bare Naked Truth, The Life and Times of the Bare Naked Ladies, they say that the name was solidified in a moment of panic. So Robertson was one of the members of the band. He was going to be performing with his cover band for a charity battle of the bands. And then the band apparently broke up last minute, but the gig was still booked. Now, what cover band, what artist do you think that he was covering at this time? This is probably the late 80s, or mid 80s. What band is he covering? What cover band?
Morrissey.
Morrissey?
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, The Chins.
The Chins? You're just making shit up. The Chins cover band has a gig.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At the charity battle of the bands.
You remember their famous song, Fly By Fly?
No.
By the Chins?
No.
Well, they pronounced it Fry Baby Fry.
But... Fry Baby Fry, the Chins. Oh, Jeremy.
I didn't do it. You did it.
Well, I mean, you...
How dare you?
So when Robertson was asked to confirm the spot, he improvised and then said that the name of the band has changed. And he panicked and said one of the joke names when they were talking about band names, and they would just try to make each other laugh and then think about crazy band names. He said, Bare Naked Ladies.
That's the story?
That's the story. That's why they're called the Bare Naked Ladies.
He's like, could you even imagine if we named our band this?
Right? It'd be crazy.
So silly. We should call the band a couple silly gooses is what we should call it.
What do you think some of the other joke names that they were trying to talk about?
Deep Throat Riot.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Wait, how about Texas Trousers? Banana Republic. Bacon. Bacon. Bacon, Jeremy? Taco Tuesday. Socks. Seven socks. The Pajama Boys. There we go. Jeremy likes the Pajama Boys.
Nope.
Oh. Ted Likes to Dance. Wait, so the it's very observational, right? The Bare Naked Ladies. It's uh-huh. very descriptive.
Yeah.
So it would be the over-engorged penis.
The jaundice-riddled fetus.
Right. Jaundice-riddled fetus.
It's a punk band.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Do you think they knew that, like, their genre? Do you think that they knew the genre of music that they would even play?
I don't think they know what genre of music they play right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that tracks. That tracks very heavily. So another thing that I found out is, so when I saw the music video, I was like, oh, I have seen this music video because I remember that guy with the glasses, right? He's the one that says, it's been mm-hmm. 1 week since you looked at me.
Who is that one?
His name
is Steven Page?
Yeah, Steven Page.
He's no longer in the band.
He hasn't been in the band since like 2009, which I had no idea. I was like, that's the guy. That is the Bare Naked Ladies in my brain, you know. And then I find out that he hasn't been in the band for, 14 years?
Yeah.
14 years he hasn't been in the band. And they've still been making music. And he got fired because he did cocaine one time in New York. Well, he got caught having cocaine on his person in 2008. And then in 2009, he's not in the band anymore.
So he was fired from the Bare Naked Ladies?
He was fired from his own band that he helped create for having cocaine.
Well, excuse me for being a rock star,
right?
Ed. Was the other guy's name Ed?
Ed.
Yeah. Well, excuse me for living life, Ed.
Do you know how expensive this is in Canada, eh?
I'm one half the Bare Naked Ladies, Ed. You don't talk. It's man, that's me.
You can't do this without me. And my cocaine field screaming into a microphone.
And Ed continued his career with the Bare Naked Ladies and proved Steve right.
Oh, yeah. And this guy, like, watching interviews with him, so he's the guy that comes, he's like, chicken in China, the Chinese chicken. And then he talks, yeah, like, yeah, so, like, when I'm in the Bare Naked Ladies, I'm trying to make good music. And it's like, why are you, and then you, hey, everybody.
I left a banana in the porch.
I was like, that is one of those voices, like Scott Stepp and Eddie Vedder. You know, it's like the voice. It's like, how does that evolve into
Johnny Depp?
This?
It's Johnny Depp in an interview.
Right, it's Dane Cook.
Well, I knew his, I was writing a song.
I'm running while I'm standing still. Wait, is that your Johnny Depp?
You see, I was very positive. She took all of my money, you see.
No, I've always dressed this way.
No, unfortunately, my hair's not real.
He does the same thing that fucking Billy Joe Armstrong does, the fake British thing.
The fake British thing?
Yeah.
I've never seen Billy Joe ever do a break.
Sure he does.
Thing.
It's the way he sings. Absolutely.
Not even 100%.
Slightly. Absolutely. 100%.
Wait, before or after he changed the way he sang? Yeah,
well. And so, anyways, I was all
Billy Joe Armstrong has never sounded like that.
No, he doesn't do it grungy. It's in the way he sings.
It's not the way he sings.
Yes, it is in the way he sings.
It's not. And I'm Jean-Luc Picard. Hello.
The original drummer of the Bare Naked Ladies.
Right, and then you kicked me out. How dare you?
Just because I was doing some cocaine.
It was the 90s.
I've been knighted. You think I can't do cocaine?
So there's a song we gotta get to. We gotta cover the song.
Hey, everybody. Future Michael here. Just want to tell you about our band of the week. It's William Lanham. Imagine that. He sent us a voicemail asking for us to play his music, and we done did it. It's that simple. He left us a voicemail at our phone number at 903-287-0660 and has been featured this week as our band of the week. You may also remember how we shouted him out after producing the Snow Problem song, the musical parts of Snow Problem from our Very Majizzy Christmas episode. So, very talented guy. Hit him up. And we're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. They also have a new podcast, an audio drama, coming out April 4th called Fables from the Forgotten, which you should listen to considering I helped to make it. So make sure you go to your favorite podcatcher so you don't catch the first, you don't miss, so you do catch and do not miss the first episode. Yeah, if you want to help us out, donate to the show. You could do that through Spotify. There's a donate section there, I'm pretty sure, somewhere. And then you can buy a sticker at our Majizzy shop, or you can just text me. I'll send you our PayPal. You're a billionaire. You got money to burn. You want to just watch somebody else do well and compete for your billions. So do that. Bye.
Oh, so I'm pulling up the song now. Jeremy, one of the issues that I had, I was listening to the Bare Naked ABCs, and then I hear they have this thing where the Bare Naked Ladies on YouTube were releasing the Bare Naked Ladies bathroom sessions or something like that. And I was like,
okay.
That's not something you should type into the internet.
Well, I just thought that some of our best thoughts come from when we use restrooms.
Johnny Depp, we're not letting you in the Bare Naked Ladies anymore. You so have to get out of the Bare Naked Ladies.
So I was all like, I think I'm going to write a song about sitting in the bathroom sitting.
it's called, oh, here's an example. Oh, yeah, bathroom sessions.
One, two, it's been 1 week since you left.
So they would
acoustically. That's not even the guy, though.
It is.
Oh, Coogan's back?
What?
Or Paige is back?
That's Ed, and that's Paige right there.
So they're back together.
Jeremy, this is 16 years ago.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay. So anyway, they're doing God, acoustic versions. They called it the Bare Naked Ladies Bathroom Sessions, and I typed that in because I found it. I was like, Bare Naked Ladies Bathroom Sessions. Well. And that's the fastest way to get to two girls, one cup as I've ever heard in my life.
You find some pretty interesting stuff.
It was horrifying. I was like, no.
It's a close-up of a girl taking in.
Oh, I was like, bold to name your YouTube acoustic songs that. The Bare Naked Ladies in this newest album, it's very clear that they're going through a midlife crisis. Very, very intense midlife crisis. A lot of their songs have to deal with the fact that they're getting old. They don't have enough time to do the shit. You should cherish the time and the things that you have and the connections that you make with people. You know, you're going to be dead soon. So either they have a hit on the band and they have a limited amount of time on this earth, or they're going through a midlife crisis and they're saying, I wish I lived my life differently. There's a lot of regrets that I have, and I'm very old now.
Sorry, Steven.
So,
Steven, come back.
The song that I'm covering on this episode of the Bare Naked ABCs would be Too Old. What you fail to see, is that you don't scare me a bit. Because I'm too old for this shit. Way too old. It's just a little white lie from a little white guy. Why you gotta bring race into it, Ed? Shit. And it never really made much sense. Put a little more time into meter and rhyme. Put the Eggman on that fence, and Humpty's gonna fall down. Humpty's gonna fall, break your crown.
Yeah.
Keep your head on a swivel. Watch what you say. The devil you don't know, wants to see you pay. What was funny one time is a crime today. And it never goes away.
It's all wrong. Can we hear a little bit of the music part of this? Because the lyrics sound metal. If you put metal behind it, you'd be like. I did the lyrics, though. The lyrics in metal.
All right, so we paused again. Jeremy got to see the music video for Too Old. So what did you think, Jeremy?
Yeah, he's talking about freedom of speech, dude. You should be able to say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fucking go out there, kill it. You're crushing it, Bare Naked Ladies. Love it. So, song of freedom.
So he's saying, from your gilded glass house, you're hurling rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see me shamed, displayed in stocks. What you fail to see is you don't scare me a bit. Because I'm too old for this shit. So he's obviously concerned that he's said something. Like, it was a very heavy cancel. It's a very, very heavy cancel culture song, right? It's just a little white lie from a little white guy, and it never really made much sense. Put a little more time into meter and rhyme. Put the Eggman on that fence.
Cuckoo, ka-choo.
You know. And then he's like, Humpty Dumpty stuff, you know, Humpty's gonna fall, he's gonna break your crown, ooh. Keep your head on a swivel, watch what you say, the devil you don't know wants to see you pay. What was funny one time is a crime today, and it never goes away.
Yeah, fucking America, dude. This guy speaks for freedom.
This life can be really weird for me, for my children and my wife. Sticks and stones used to break my bones. But now words can end my life. Because everything's a bomb.
He lives in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a friend in Canada.
What happened to them?
There's.
Oh, no.
I have a friend in Canada.
Words took their life. They marched right in.
I have a friend in Canada. And she always was a little, I guess she was the most offended in our Discord group over everything that would happen. And we eventually had to help her build, you know, a little bit of callous to the fact that we're just joking, right? But everything was taken very literally. Everything was very, you know, black and white. And it took some time to, you know, kind of bring her to the, listen, we're Americans, okay? we joke and we play around.
I know this person. Do I know this person?
Sort of.
Mike, I know this person.
There's no end in sight as we fight for right till we fill up all the jails. So now he's like, these people are going to jail for the things that they said.
They are. They are.
They are?
Yes.
They're going to jail.
In Canada.
Oh, yeah. That's a shame. Mm-hmm. Filling up all the Canadian jails, all those Mounties scooping up all the people.
Yarr, come here.
You said the N-word back in 1996.
Yarr, put him in the back of the golf cart.
And you said it while singing to a rap song.
I heard you recite those Kendrick Lamar lyrics.
When you're swinging your hammer, slinging your grammar, ooh.
Slinging that.
Everybody looks like nails. The hammer's gonna fall. So he's just pretty scared. I mean, he's like talking, he goes into the glass house part again. People in glass houses slinging rocks. He's like, the climate's very difficult right now to be able to speak your mind.
Yeah.
And I was just like, do better in America. He's you like, know?
He's like, well, I wrote this song. Scared they were going to freeze my bank accounts, but I wrote the song anyways. Remember when Trudeau did that?
Huh?
When Trudeau did that?
Oh, yeah.
When all the truckers were on strike, he froze all their bank accounts to get them to stop striking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Talk
right.
Talk about overreach.
Yeah, it's a little
the government just makes a phone call and all of a sudden I have no money.
Yeah.
Woo. Now, Mike, that's not what I call freedom. We don't have that kind of stuff here in America, because you know what we do in America, Mike?
What's that?
We win, baby.
All I do is win, win, win. Win.
Oh, yeah. you love that sound, buddy.
Yep. I sure do. And I love the Bare Naked Ladies. Good work. I've totally flipped.
Oh, Jeremy's. Oh, wait. We had to come up with a name for what fans of the Bare Naked Ladies call themselves.
They're the Bare Naked Babies.
Bare Naked Babies. Mm-hmm. Yep. The Bare Naked Babies are fans of the Bare Naked Ladies. And, you know, the Bare Naked Ladies, they hold a special... I didn't realize that they had a fan base, you know, an extensive fan base, but they do.
It might be probably not the right name for a fan base when you want to type it into Google, like try to get to the forum.
So Ed was writing a song about people getting. So he's like, so I came up with Bare Naked Babies as the name of our fans, and now I'm getting canceled. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right.
How was I supposed to know those pictures would be on there?
It's all come out context, okay? It was taken out of context. When you put it next to two girls, one cup, you just, it's not what I meant.
I didn't call them the Bare Naked Babies. They started calling themselves that. Right? I think Michael and Jeremy from Michael and Jeremy's Do Your Podcast made it up.
All of a sudden, everyone stops. Wait, no. Everyone starts listening to the Bare Naked Ladies again, and they hit the top of the charts. Because we talked about them on our podcast. You're welcome, Bare Naked Ladies. You're welcome for the skyrocketing charts you've not experienced in the last 14 years or whatever. What are you doing?
I was trying to see if there was an official name for the Bare Naked Ladies anywhere.
Oh, for the fans?
Yeah, for the fans.
Oh, you're checking to see if there was anything. Well, if Tracy says that he's not aware of it, and he's one of the biggest Bare Naked Babies out there, Jeremy, if he doesn't know about a name.
I love it. Bare Naked Babies sounds so good. Wait, no, cut that. It doesn't sound good.
Wait, does that mean, the B&Bs?
No, they're the B&L. Well, yeah, I guess they'd be the B&Bs. Yeah, the Bare Naked Baby. Yeah, they're the B&Bs.
Yeah, you just shorten it to B&Bs. And then if someone asks you what it means, you just decide not to tell them. But you know what it means because you're a B&B.
I love them. They're great. They've never made a bad song. They speak up against the tyrannical government that's going on and all the...
And cancel culture.
Wild laws that are happening in Canada.
I'm still just wondering why is Ed so scared of being canceled? What did he do? It obviously wasn't cocaine because he shot fucking Stephen Page out of the fucking band for doing it.
Is that the legit story? It was about Cocaine?
Yeah. Yeah, he got arrested in 2008 for having cocaine in New York with a much younger girl than he was. Well, he wasn't a young girl at all, but you know what I mean. And then the next year, he was out of the band. Conspiracy. So do you think it was more of like, the whole band's got to be doing cocaine, right? And then they were just like, you were stupid enough to get caught, damn it. Damn it, Steven.
What am I supposed to do, Steven?
Steven, you bitch.
Everyone knows. Am I supposed to lie?
We're the Bare Naked Ladies, damn it. We're swimming in puss and drugs, and you had to go get caught hanging out with some bare naked lady. Hanging out with one of our B&Bs in New York.
Well,
we are Majizzy Pod.
We are
MJ, SYPOD. And I don't want to talk about the Bare Naked Ladies anymore. The amount of their music that's in my, I didn't even go over even half of the amount of articles I had saved.
Like, screw it. Listen to them or don't.
Yeah, you know, it's all about personal preference. I highly recommend listening to the Bare Naked Ladies. They're my favorite band. And I'm on record now. There's Bare Naked Ladies are my favorite band.
They're your favorite band?
And Thing to Touch.
Ask you. And I did what I had to do to win. But somebody wouldn't let us win.
Mike,
it's 9? Yeah, 14-9.
Yeah.
14-9.
Plug our stuff.
My MJ, SYPOD, on all the things. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, our website. Majizzypod.com.
Wait, go ahead. What was the website?
Majizzypod.com. MJSYPOD. Mm-hmm. You can go to our website if you want to support the show. You can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/Majizzypod, MJSYPOD.
Damn it.
And then you can also find those same episodes on Spotify under our second channel, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme. You know, you can link your Patreon and get everything in one spot on Spotify. Okay. I do love that you have that now.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I put it there for you, Jeremy. If you have a band and you want us to play your music, please submit it to our email. It's uhjyeah@majizzypod.com. There's instructions on our website. If you just go there, it'll tell you how to do it. You just click a button. It'll generate the email. You just send in your fucking music, damn it.
There's another button on the website, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a very important button.
It's a very important button.
It's the button to expansion.
That's
right.
It's
the button to
enlightenment.
A future new world of entertainment.
That's right.
Yeah.
The donate button.
The donate button.
That's right.
It's probably the most important button.
It actually gives links to our Patreon page.
Do both.
You can also go to the Majizzy shop to support, which is one of the links on the donate. You can actually donate money, and then we'll give you shit as a result of that money.
Couldn't you just go to the merch store then?
Yes, Majizzy shop. The Majizzy shop. On our website. We have stickers and magnets for a limited time.
At the Majizzy shop?
That's right. At the Majizzy shop. Got a bunch of kids riding on my back. Riding on a Merzak back. And submit your music. We'll also feature it on our playlist, Majizzy Playlist on Spotify, where you can find all of the bands that we have featured all in one spot. Find a new band today.
They're all good.
They're all great.
They're all very good.
And you can just go to a playlist and let it run. And you'll be very happy about it.
You might even reignite some careers.
And some past loves. Fall in love today.
With an alternative woman. Alternative girl.
Gynosexual.
In flight.
In flight. Is there anything else? Yeah, we buried a treasure. No one cares.
there is a real treasure.
There's
out
a
there.
Treasure with diamonds and there's silver and gold and clues on our socials. Might. You could just start finding the clues and obsess about it and create a Reddit thread piecing everything together. But that's up to you. That's up to you how you want to do it.
Maybe we should bury the fact that we buried a treasure.
Oh, and never talking about it again.
And bring it up way later.
Yeah.
When there's a lot more activity.
Oh, yeah. When people actually start saying, I think I know where this is. Like yeah. One of our listeners did on a Facebook post. He was very wrong, but wait, that's a clue.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. If you keep process of elimination.
If you keep digging and marking it on a map, we'll tell you if it's there or not.
Yes. You and guess. Then the more marks, the more no's means it's not there. It's got to be somewhere, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy. Peace.
Bye.
Ask you. And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win.
Find that bear anywhere. Are we okay?
Yeah, I think he likes to head down to the bog with the polywogs and sit on the stump.
We're back.
Hey. Oh. Hey, what did you guys do with our podcast?
Hey, just wanted to let you know, we're not really very, what is it called? Very realistic looking Mounties. We're not. We're actually Michael and Jeremy, yeah. And we stole your podcast.
What?
Oh.
Sorry.
I mean, Jeremy technically is
sorry.
A pirate.
I would get it back from the repossession, but you stole our podcast?
Yeah, we did. We did a great job, and now we're handing it back to you because I can't hold on to this any longer. I'm sorry.
did
well,
you
I guess
talk
it's
about
not stealing if you're giving it back.
That's well, I mean, we did definitely take it.
I had $1 million, I would pay someone to take me back in time before I had to listen to that much.
So much bare naked ladies.
It is a lot of bare naked ladies,
but deep down it's not the worst. I mean, you know, it could have been Smash Mouth, right?
Oh,
it could have been
yeah.
It could have been Smash Mouth.
It could have been Bryan Adams.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna get our flights back to Florida, where we hail from.
Are you saying that we're gonna be in flight?
We are gonna be in flight, Jeremy.
Well, if we don't make it through the airport, you can blame it on me.
Aha. Uh-huh. So clever.
Well, I would stop doing the jokes, but never is enough.
Yeah. You got one
uh-oh,
more in the chamber?
I don't just have one more. I have one night.
Good Lord.
Wow.
It's unscathed. It's actually better than how we found it. We actually dusted it off a little bit for you and may have worked some metal music into this. I don't know.
Oh, hey. Who doesn't love a good remix?
And that would be an interesting mix, like Bare Naked Ladies heavy metal. I want to hear that, actually.
I'm sad about being old. I hate my keyboard sometimes. I hate you. And so I told my keyboard, you need to please cooperate with me. And see, I'm Jack Sparrow in my free time.
We're artists do drugs.
I went on TikTok and I posed myself as Captain Jack Sparrow, you see, and I get lots of views on TikTok.
I really like the idea of a bear motorboating, though. Bears need love too.
Did we tack this onto another podcast?
Quite possibly.
Yeah, it says an hour and a half.
Time flies.
Okay, I'll figure it out. All right, before the interview.